words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I guess I will leave this on for the sermon because I forgot I was wearing it. All right, well, our kids gave us some great ideas about what makes a hero, right? Flying, super strength, power, wisdom. There were all sorts of different things they named. And even though there might not be flying or super strength in our gospel reading today, it does give us the story, a story that is certainly a bit heroic, a story that certainly seems a bit superhuman. Jesus, in this story, hears about the death of his beloved friend and tries to spend some time by himself. But at this point, he has such a reputation as a hero, as a healer, and a miracle worker, that the crowds just can't leave him alone. So they track down the superhuman guy, and he has compassion on them and cures their sick. And the whole day must be spent this way, because before we know it, it's evening, and the people are getting hungry. The disciples ask Jesus to send them away to buy food in the towns for themselves. That seems like a logical solution, right? But Jesus proposes something else. He tells the disciples to give them food, even though they have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish among them. Bring them here to me, Jesus says, and he takes the food, he looks up to heaven, he blesses, and he breaks it. And somehow, suddenly, in this act of blessing and breaking, something amazing has happened. Something miraculous has happened. Because now, from this tiny amount of food, there is enough to feed an entire crowd. There is enough for more than 5,000 to all eat and be satisfied. When we think of a miracle, like the one that we read about today, it can seem like something straight out of a comic book, right? It can seem like something that's right out of the movies. A miracle is an amazing, inexplicable occurrence. A person walking who was told they would never walk again. A devastating illness disappears. A teenage boy in spandex becomes the Amazing Spider-Man. More than 5,000 hungry people fed from enough food for only a few. But miracles don't have to be amazing or inexplicable in order to be miraculous. And heroes don't have to be superhuman in order to be heroic. The story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 is one of the best known stories in our entire Bible. We know that it must have been important to Jesus' early followers because it's one of the few stories that's included in all 4 of our Gospels in roughly the same way. But if we read this story carefully, we see that this is not only a story about Jesus multiplying food and feeding thousands of people. We might notice that in this story, Jesus doesn't actually feed anyone. Jesus doesn't give anyone food. Instead, he turns to his disciples and he says, "You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat." Jesus blesses the meager collection of bread and fish, but then it's the disciples, not Jesus, who give the food to the hungry people. The miracle, the true super part of this story, is not only that Jesus is able to multiply the loaves and the fish, but that he empowers the disciples to do the work of feeding, to do something that becomes, yes, amazing and long remembered and impactful, but something that is in truth simple and not so superhuman after all. Sharing food, showing hospitality to all those who are gathered, serving one another. Our kids will learn about those 5 things that make a hero during VBS this week. Heart, courage, wisdom, hope, and power. These are things that when we pause to consider them, are abilities that are truly open to each and every one of us. The Hero Central theme tells us to discover our strength in God, but I tend to think that strength works a little differently than that. It's not that we connect with God or believe in God and then suddenly We're able to be anyone. We're able to do anything. We're able to conquer anything. Rather, it's that God discovers strength in us. Perhaps, or despite, or perhaps even in the times that we fall down, that we fail, that we're confused or sad or grieving or doubtful, those are the times when perhaps especially God sees us, God knows us, God loves us, and God knows that we are enough. Just as we are. Just as we are as not so superhumans with the ups and downs of everyday life. God still sees in us in those times the capacity for our strength, for heart, courage, wisdom, hope, and power. And God has a way of drawing those things out of us, even when we ourselves don't think that it's possible. I wonder how those disciples felt when Jesus told them, "You give them something to eat." I wonder what they thought when he sent them out with only 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed a multitude. Did they have doubts about his sanity? Did they have doubts about their own abilities? Were they afraid they might be mobbed by this hungry crowd who, in truth, had come out seeking so much more than food? Were they afraid? Did they feel as if a superhuman task had been set before their mortal selves? I bet they did, because they were, after all, only human. But as the disciples went out into that crowd to offer their meager dinner, they discovered something. Something about themselves and something about God. They discovered that what they had was enough. They discovered that who they were was enough. They discovered that even in those moments of pain or doubt or fear, God had reached into those baskets, God had reached into their very hearts and multiplied the strength that they had. God had multiplied what they had so that it was so much more. So that what they had and what they were was enough to feed 5,000 and then some. Enough to feed 5,000 and still have leftovers. So too does God reach into our baskets today. So too does God reach into our hearts today to multiply our meager offerings into so much more. God knows that what we have is enough. God knows that who we are is enough. God can work with it. God can transform us everyday people into heroes, superheroes. God sees our volunteers and our high school workers for Vacation Bible School that are gathered here among us today, perhaps wondering if they are well enough prepared, perhaps wondering if they have the energy to keep up with the kids, if they can handle what's going to be thrown at them this week. And God says, it's enough, and multiplies what they have to offer. God sees the parents and grandparents sitting here today who might be wondering if they're doing enough for their kids and their grandkids, if they're doing what's right, if they're raising them okay. And God says, it's enough, and multiplies the loaves and the fishes that you have to offer. God sees this little church of St. Stephen's where we are, which has wondered for years if it has the ability to sponsor a Vacation Bible School program, which has wondered if we can continue as a presence in our Hicksville community, if we can offer something meaningful to those around us who are lonely or grieving or in need. And God looks at St. Stephen's and says, it's enough, and multiplies the loaves and fishes we have to offer. This week I pray that our children learn that God sees them, God loves them. God knows that they are enough just as they are. And God has the power to multiply whatever they offer into enough to share with others and make the world around them a more bold and beautiful and loving place. That is what we seek for God to do each and every week as we leave this place. It is here that we hear Jesus call to the disciples as a call to us. You feed them. You feed them. And it's here that we are empowered to do just that, to go out into the world to share with others the heart, courage, wisdom, hope, and power that Jesus has multiplied in us. Thanks be to God for this good news and for the week ahead. Amen.